Here is the new game called Qubit. In Qubit, a person lives on a set and finds a person and idea that makes them happy. The powers that be in Qubit add a fourth wall by defining people as complete. Picture a television comedy where the cast always appears on a set and the camera is the fourth wall. If the wall is good, the player does fine with a large life. If a person does not do what the powers that be want, they are played as a puppet of the puppeteers created by the government. Things occur when another qubit room needs something from another room. The puppeteer then must arrange a way to persuade the puppet to take action away from the qubit cell. If the puppet does not take action, they are left to fight the unsafe streets. The scoring of all the players relies on the super puppeteer for a ruling. Those that play all the parts often travel frequent. In the whimsical world of Qubit, life is a stage, and everyone's looking for that script that brings joy. Imagine a sitcom where the characters are blissfully unaware of the audience, living in their little bubble until, bam, the fourth wall crumbles, and they're deemed complete by the mysterious Qubit cul-de-sac. But rebel, and you're just a marionette dancing to the tune of governmental puppeteers. It's all fun and games until someone needs a cup of sugar from the next qubit over. And suddenly, it's a mad dash to convince your character to step out of their comfort zone or risk the perilous outside world. And at the end of the day, it's the super puppeteer who calls the shots, scoring your life's performance. So keep your strings attached and your acting chop sharp. In Qubit, you're only as good as your last improv. But wait, the concept of Qubit as described seems to blend the mechanics of gameplay with a narrative that mirrors societal structure and the consequences of choices within a controlled environment. It presents a world where individuals navigate through life, seeking fulfillment and happiness while contending with the overarching authority that dictates the rules of existence. The game appears to offer a commentary on autonomy and control, where players must balance their desires against the demands of an omnipresent government. This dynamic could lead to a rich, layered experience that encourages players to reflect on the nature of free will and the impact of external influences on personal destiny. The notion of a super puppeteer who oversees the scoring system adds another dimension to the gameplay, suggesting a meta community on the role of game designers and gaming industry itself. Qubit, therefore, could be seen as an allegorical explanation of power and agency, with the framework of an interactive game. The idea of travel and interaction between different rooms or realms within the game could symbolize the interconnectedness of society and the ripple effects of individual actions across a broader canvas.